Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Today we're here on May the 4th, 2022. We just want to thank God for allowing us to be here today. We just give him all the glory this morning. We just thank him in advance and what he's doing in our family's life and our life today, Lord God. We just give you all the glory, Jesus. Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just give you all the glory, Lord God, for what you're doing in our family life, Lord God. We thank you for salvation this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for making every crooked place straight, Lord God. Lord God, turning every situation around, Lord God, for our good, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for just a roof over our heads, Lord God, and food to eat, Lord God. Lord God, we just, Lord God, we're so grateful this morning, Lord God, and we just give you all the glory, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my family, Lord God. I pray for Yolanda, Lord God. I pray for Toshiba, Lord God. I pray for Joshua, TJ, Jadon, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God. Lord God, that and make them mighty women and men of God, Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I just give you all the glory, Lord God, for what you're doing in my business, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing new clients, Lord God, good clients, Lord God, the right clients, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for that this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us safe, Lord God. Lord God, just, Lord God, we just pray for those, Lord God, that might be addicted to drugs this morning, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that might be addicted to alcohol this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the children, Lord God, as they go to school, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those that might be pregnant this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just praying for those, Lord God. And we give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just being able to be here this morning, Lord God. So I give you all the glory this morning. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of everybody that's here this morning. If you can give your name, you can do that right now.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. Good morning. It's just Marie. I'm here.
Good morning. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is just come together and just start thanking God this morning. Let's just come together and just give him all the praises this morning. Let's just come together and thank God. Lord God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we just, Lord God, we're so grateful, Lord God. Lord God, we're grateful for everything that you're doing for us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you.
All well, Lord. We just praise you for being.
Lord God, we magnify you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us through everything, every situation, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We thank you for the marriage.
Thank you for being my way back, Lord. Thank you, Father, for opening doors for me, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God, that comes to this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for their dedication, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for making everything a praise to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor, Heavenly Father, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the praises, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, in advance, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We know that you're answering prayers right now, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you're working things out, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for shifting the atmosphere this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for forgiveness, Lord God. Thank thank you, Lord God, for being here, for giving God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a new mindset, Lord God. Thank you for renewing our minds this morning, Lord God, giving us a new way of thinking, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as we start our fast, Heavenly Father, Lord God, give us a new heart, Lord God, a cleansed mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that whatever that we're praying for in this fast, Father God, that, Lord God, that you would just work it out, Lord God. Whatever we're praying for, Lord God, as we're fasting, Lord God, I pray that you open up our eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open our understanding in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Jesus. All the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for the people that are graduating, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for every graduate, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you keep them, Lord. Keep them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for the parents today, Lord God, and the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We will worship you. We will magnify you. We will glorify you, Lord God. Each and every day of my life, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a new mind, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a new direction this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being righteous, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for caring for us, Lord God, that we don't, that you never leave us or nor forsake us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for sticking closer than a brother, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God,
hallelujah.
Lord God, we pray that there be blessings this month, Lord God. Lord God, that you would just, Lord God,
Thank you for so many blessings. We're going to have room enough to receive this month, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We glorify you, Lord God. We praying for open doors, Lord God. Lord God, may this month, Lord God, that you open doors, Lord God, that we could never even imagine, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for new blessings this month, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you to manifest this stuff in our life this month, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for just new blessings this month, Lord God. That you open new doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. New opportunities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, this month, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're praying for it, Lord God. We're praying, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you can do all things, Lord God. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you open doors for us this month, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we're praying for Apostle Horsley, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for Sister Marie, Lord God, and Sister Sheila, and Sister Linda, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Sister Yvonne, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Sister Mary, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them right now, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God. We're praying for their families, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for each and every person, Lord God, that comes to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you shield them and protect them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you are the living word, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being that word, Lord God, that never, Lord God. Lord, your word will do exactly what you sent it out to do, Lord God. It would never return void. We just thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God.
Thank you. I thank you for
I just want to thank God for all the prayers this morning. I want to thank you guys for just being here on this prayer line, that we can come together corporately and pray for one another and pray for others. And I just thank God for each and every person that comes here on this prayer line to just lift each other up. So this morning I'm going to, Sister Marie, are you able to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you could pray right now.
Okay. Heavenly Father, oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we come together agreeing with one another, Heavenly Father, praying in Jesus' name, Father. Father, we're giving you the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord, for who you are, head of our life, Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just love you, Lord, for who you are, Lord, and the relationship that we have with you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for overseeing our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those who need their mind renewed, Lord. We pray that you renew their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Put their focus on what need their priority, what they need focusing on, Heavenly Father. And, oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praying, Lord, oh, that you give strength to those that are weak, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, give patience to those who don't have patience, Lord. Give love to those that don't feel love, Lord. And change the hearts of those that harden, that don't know how to love, Lord. Teach them how to love, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for financial blessings for those that are in need. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for businesses to succeed above their dream or what they have asked, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just make the businesses boom financially with clients also, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those souls that don't know you, Heavenly Father, for those who don't know you, Lord, that they get to know you and you become their Savior, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that have backslid, Heavenly Father. Let someone put a word in there. Give them a word that they realize that they is in the wrong place in their life right now, that they come back to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father, because you are head of our life, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. You are our power, Heavenly Father. You are our Savior, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just want to thank you, Father, for being faithful. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father, and we stand on your promises, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's nothing that you can't do. Oh, yes, 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 to self for lie and die. Oh, yes, you can't lie and you can't die, Lord. There is nothing impossible for you. Nothing. There's nothing that you cannot do. And we stand on your promises. We believe in you. We believe in you, Lord, because your word is true. You are the true God. Oh, yes, you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that need comforting right now, Lord, for whatever reason they need comforting for. Some have lost loved ones and others that need comforting, Lord, but you know everything, Lord. You know every hair on our head. So comfort those that need comforting for whatever they need comforting for, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those who don't have blood family, Lord. You know, you got people that's in nursing homes and the hospitals, Lord. People that even live in their own place, Lord, but have no one to see, come visit them because they don't have birth family. But we all family in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We all sisters and brothers. So, Lord, give them family, Lord. It don't have to be blood, but give them family that can come and check on them, Heavenly Father, so they can know somebody care, Lord,
And we know you care about each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. You love each and every one of us, no matter where we are in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Even the ones that are lost, you love them also, Heavenly Father. So put people in the ones that are in need of a family, Heavenly Father. Put family in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people that in the nursing home, Heavenly Father, rehabilitation, Heavenly Father, that
Sister Marie, we cannot hear you right now, unless it's my phone.
We can't hear.
Well, we just thank God this morning for Sister Marie and her prayers this morning, and we just thank God for that. And Sister Darlene, are you able to pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Praise God.
Okay. If you could pray.
Yes, ma'am. So, Father God, we're just so grateful that you are here with us right now. We're grateful, Lord, today because you are the Ancient of Days. And as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Your answers are yay and amen. And so we appreciate the fact that you are sovereign. You have no respect to a person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful for that today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today because you're everywhere. You see all things and all power is in your hands. The world is ruled at your command, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for what Jesus did in going up the hill, Golgotha, bearing all the stripes on his back. And because of that, we are healed. Thank you for healing this morning, oh God. And healing is the children's bread, oh God. We are grateful today, oh God, because Jesus hung on the cross and all the pain and the shame. And because of his victory over death, hell, and the grave, we have the victory. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you so much that you're sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and you're interceding on our behalf. We're grateful for that today, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. And you are a friend who's closer than a brother. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we're glad today, oh God, that we will follow after holiness and righteousness so that we will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much. We praise you today, oh God, for Jesus just having the wisdom to send the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we so say it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us what we need to know. My Father, my Lord, we are just so grateful because we know that you are forgiving us, Lord, as we come, Lord. And we know that we must die daily to sin, oh God. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, oh God. So we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise up above our flesh desires, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are so perfect, Lord. And so this morning, Lord, we thank you for the healing across this land, oh God. There are many people who are sick, Lord. There are those who are in the hospital right now, God, with various illnesses, oh God. And we know that you are the healer, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today that we are seeing change, oh God, in people's temperatures. There are those who have high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, oh God, and high fevers, oh God. And some of those have low blood, oh God, and some have had heart attacks, oh God. And we know, Father, that you can heal and deliver and bring them out of the sickness that they're in right now. Those who have had operations, oh God, we believe, oh God, that you will help them, oh God, to mend and to be healed completely, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are even in the process of being operated on right now, Lord, we pray that those doctors will be alert, oh God, that the instruments will be sterile, Lord, that everything about the operation will come about just as it should, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those who have sinus infections, oh God. Some have that COVID-19 in their bodies, oh God. We are decreeing and declaring healing this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. All different kinds of cancer of the lymph nodes, oh God, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, Lord Jesus. We pray for prostate cancer, oh God, that it be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Blood cancer, oh God, leukemia, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Medical, Toshiti, da da da, Shana, Konina, Kolala, da da da, Sheda. Oh, my God, we know, Father, today that as we call on you, God, you answer, God, and you're showing great and mighty things even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. There are little babies who are sick this morning, oh, God, and we know that you can heal those babies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh, God, that those babies, oh, God, who may have had a premature birth, oh, God, that they grow, oh, God, to the right size, oh, God, that the things that may not have been fully developed, oh, God, in their bodies, oh, God, that you bring about change, oh, God, and develop those bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, God, because you are the mighty one. You are the powerful one. You are the righteous one, oh, God. You are great, Lord. As we call on you, Lord, we know that you can deliver and set free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody had a stroke, oh, God, and we know, Father, that you can straighten up their body, oh, God, and help the brain to function as it's supposed to, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have mental conditions, oh, God, some have schizophrenia, oh, God, paranoia, oh, God, Alzheimer's, oh, God, Parkinson's diseases, oh, God. We know, Father, today that you are the healer, so we're believing for healing this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, all across the land, oh, God, those who have had hip replacements, oh, God, knee replacements, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for the healing of those joints, oh, God, foot healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, arthritic conditions, oh, God. We know, Father, that you can strengthen those joints, oh, God, and take away the pain and the swelling that's in the joints, oh, God, of those who have arthritis this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name, God. Lord, those who are suicidal, who are so depressed, oh, God, don't feel like they want to live anymore, God. We bind up the demonic spirit of Cain, oh, God, the demon of murder, oh, God, the suicide spirit in the name of Jesus, my Father, let the joy come into their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the joy come into their spirits today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let somebody be connected with them, oh, God, so that they can tell them about Jesus and his love, oh, God. Jesus reigns forevermore, God, so we pray for all the people who are out there right now who are struggling with all kinds of issues, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Even families, oh, God, we pray for the families today, oh, God. Many families are in disarray, oh, God. The mothers are against the daughters and the fathers against the sons and the husbands and wives are bickering and fighting, oh, God. We pray, Father, today for unity, oh, God, that people will come together and get to know each other in a way that you would love them to know, oh, God, a spirit of love, Lord. Let the spirit of love just reign across this world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Sisters against sisters, oh God, we bind up that spirit of jealousy, oh God, and hatred, oh God, holding on to things that happened in the past, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for reconciliation this morning, oh God, and even that the children will honor their moms and dads, that their days will be long upon the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that the fathers will not provoke the children to wrath, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My Father, I thank you, Lord, today for how you have blessed so much, oh God, how you drawing Roderick out of his drug addiction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Tony out of his drug addiction, oh God. Harvey out of his drug addiction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Albert using drugs, oh God, and Timothy using drugs and alcohol, oh God, and Wellington, oh God. We pray, God, today for each and every one of my nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and that's for every one of us, oh God. We have family members, oh God, who need Jesus, oh God. So we pray for the spirit of salvation to come to the homes today, oh God, to each and every person across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We realize that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we thank you today that you're bringing laborers, oh God, who will continue to help to bring the harvest, oh God, harvest of souls, God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those, oh God, who are just out there on the streets, oh God, that are strung out so badly, oh God, they don't even know what today is. They don't even know where they are, oh God. So we pray, God, today for Jesus, oh God, to come into their lives, oh God, as they get to know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for those who are just homeless this morning, oh God, those who have made bad decisions, oh God, those who have just been hurt so badly, oh God, they just have given up, oh God, on trying to do something productive in life, God. But we pray, God, today that they realize there is hope, oh God. There is hope today. My God, we pray for the hope that is coming right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your holy and righteous name, Lord. I pray for each and every sister and brother brother here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, that you bless each family, oh God, that you encourage each family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are here, oh God, that they will stand in proxy for their family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give the strength, oh God, that we need right now to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God. I pray for a double portion of godly wisdom right now in everything that we must make a decision on today and each and every day of our lives, oh God. You told us if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask, oh God, and you would give it to us, oh God. So I pray that you give each and every one of us wisdom, oh God, for this world that we live in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, my King. Oh, Lord, we pray for the little children that are being sodomized and abused, oh God, and family members just hurting the children, oh God, even verbal abuse, oh God. We pray, Father, today that they will no longer be subject to that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to bring healing in these families. God, we need your word today, oh God. We need your help today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you're doing a major work today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, there are those who have been depressed for years, oh God, for things that have happened in the past, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for complete healing for Uncle Marvin this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal his body, oh God. Heal his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal his wife, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I'm Angelina, Lord. Help her today, oh God, to have a spirit of joy, God. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, Yolanda, Antonio, God, continue to bring joy into their lives, God. Help them to know, oh God, that all things are possible as they believe in you, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just praise you today, oh God. Those who are traveling, wherever we're going, oh God, protect us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, oh God, that your angels are with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even for court cases, oh God, that you're in the court right now, in the name of, as they're preparing for court, oh God, that you will already be there, oh God, when they come in, oh God, that your angels will even speak to the judges, oh God, will speak to the people, God, and give them the right information, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you this morning. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
We thank you this morning, Sister Darlene, for the prayers. We just thank you for the prayers this morning.
Amen. Amen. I believe others have joined us since we got started.
So if there's somebody that just came to the prayer line just recently and you haven't given your name, you can go ahead and give your name right now.
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Sister Wendelin Horsley. Praise God. And just want to encourage everyone to continue to trust Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we thank God, Pastor Darlene, for that heartfelt praying. God bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa. I just wanted to say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scholastica.
Morning, Sister Marie. My call dropped, so I'm back online.
Okay.
Good morning, Scholastica. Here, listening in agreement. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Pastor Alaska. So we just thank God again for each and every person that's here. And we're just thanking God for this month, this new month of May, and the new things that he's going to do, the new doors that he's going to open for each and every one of us. And we're just thanking God and praising him in advance for everything that he's doing in our family life, all the answered prayers that he's going to continue to answer. And we just thank God this morning for that. For God is so good and so wonderful, and he just does everything so great, and we just thank him. We are just thankful this morning, and we just praise his holy name, and we just thank God. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report and you want to give it, you can give it right now.
Well, good morning once again. This is Darlene, and I just often think about just how wonderful God is to us, and how, you know, before I came to the body of Christ, I just did many silly things, and my life was in danger many times. Well, maybe not a whole lot of times, but there were times when I was just doing some foolish things, and the Lord protected me, and I know it was because of the prayers of the righteous. He said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and so, you know, it's important that we continue to pray and cover our families and know that God is protecting them because of the prayers that we put up for them, because we see that many of them are in directions that are not so good, and they're in places that they shouldn't be many times. But if we keep those prayers going and pray that they will come to Jesus Christ, I'm just glad that we have this opportunity to come together. It's just beautiful when we come together and we are sharing the word and we're praying together, and we see God move so mightily. God is just moving so wonderfully here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. But whether we hear your voice or not, we know that you're here in agreement with God and with what we're doing here. So my testimony is that we are unified in the things that we're doing for Jesus Christ, and we have come out of those places where we were before, and God has given us the opportunity to help somebody else, even though we may not see every person who comes to Jesus Christ as a result of the prayers. God knows who they are. And we will continue to pray and do those things that God would have us to do, because it is so important that we do that. It's just something that, I mean, I really love praying, and I love to hear where God is moving, where God is changing lives, where families are being changed, and even in the workplace where people are being healed and delivered, and God is bringing about love and peace within the workplace. Sometimes we may go through something for a while, but we know that if we have patience and wait on the Lord, we know that we will be victorious. So I'm glad for the victory over all things that God has given us today. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I thank God for that testimony this morning, Sister Darlene. I think everybody, well, I remember when I first came here to this prayer line, it's been about, I think I've been here about 10 years. I just thank God that I was able to find this prayer line, and just my life has just dramatically changed since I've been here on this prayer line, and I just thank God for it. I just thank God for the unity and that we can come together corporately and just, you know, pray for each other. I look forward to this prayer line every day, every morning, and I just thank God for it also.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I like to praise God for all that he's done for me that I'm not aware of and that I am aware of. And I just thank, I praise him for meeting Pastor Darlene Bungen. And since I've been in this, when I first was invited to this prayer line, I was out there in the world doing things I didn't want to do that a lot of people still doing now. And the Lord changed my life. He renewed my mind and put me on a path and a solid ground. And I'm just blooming all with your ways, you know, reaping the benefits that he had for me that I was not receiving. So I just thank God for all he's done for me in the past. He's doing for me as we on this line this morning. And all that he's doing for me in the future, and where I haven't even stepped on ground that I haven't even, life that I haven't even seen. So I just glorify God, you know, for being here to my life, for being my Savior, my friend, and my lover. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God for this new month today. We just thank God for this month of May, and we just thank God for allowing us to be able to see this month, and we just know that he's going to do wonderful and great and wonderful things for us this month, and he's going to open doors for us this month, and we just thank God for he's going to keep us protected and keep our families protected, and we just thank God for that. this year is going by. We're already in the fifth month of this year, and we just thank God for carrying us through. So I guess, Sister Darlene, we're just going to turn it over to you this morning.
Okay. All right. I think somebody else just joined us. Do you want to give your name and have anything you want to share this morning?
Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila. I just want to thank God for you sisters and brothers on this prayer line. And as I was coming on, I heard of Shane about where she comes from and where she at now. And I'm just grateful to know that we do serve a merciful and loving God, because I too can truly remember when. But I thank God just to know that I'm not the same person I once was. And when which he and the knock at my heart, I can truly say I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of the mothers on the line, and to continue on staying encouraged and knowing that those children that God bless you with do love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. God bless you. I'm going to see if Wonderman, are you available to pray this morning? Okay. Well, praise God. Praise God. Okay. I'm going to read some word this morning. We're going to look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, and verses 1 through 8. And it says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto him as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Mm-hmm. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it." Verse 8 says, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." So I want to just encourage all of us to be strong and be of good courage. We should not be fearful. We should not be unbelieving. For the Lord, he is with us. He is always going to be with us. He will never fail us. He will not forsake us. And we know that his knowledge never fails. In the book of Job, Job 36 and 7 says, "He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted." So we know that God knows everything. He knows every situation that we have. He knows when we're stressed out. There are some of us that get stressed sometimes, and we need to just look to the Lord when we get stressed. We need to just let go and let God. You know, the things that we are dealing with right now, we know that his compassion is always going to be there. When you're hurting, he knows and understands your pain. So when you are going through things, realize that you can look to the Lord, look into the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So when you're feeling like nobody's there for you, know that God is right there. And say, you know, Lord, wrap your arms around me. We know that his eye is on the sparrow, and if his eye is on the birds, and he sees all the things that these animals are doing, and he understands what
you know, the times that they have to go and look for food, we know that he can take care of us. He can heal us. He can heal our minds. So we thank God today because of what Jesus did on the cross, that we have the opportunity to come and repent. Those who are still out there, there are many people who are still struggling in their sin. Even people in the body of Christ may be struggling with situations and may be feeling like, well, why am I saved? And I want to encourage everyone to know that we go through trials and we go through tribulations, but the Lord God Almighty is the one who will help us to get to that place, just as he promised Joshua that he would get to the promised land. He will help us to get that to that place of promise. Whatever he has promised you, he promised you that he could heal you. He promised you that he could take care of your finances. And many times we have opportunities to help in our own lives to do it, or we don't know how to do it. So it's important to realize and recognize that we have to be strengthened by each other and not be afraid of situations, not be afraid of the future. I'm reminded of a time when I was in Jacksonville and we had a radio program. And I remember a lady called in, and she was so afraid of going outside. She was afraid of the insects that were in the air, the bees and whatever would be flying in the air. She would be so afraid of these things. She was afraid of going outdoors. She had, I mean, there was a grip of, she was gripped with fear. And so, you know, we prayed with her, and I told her, I said, you need to go outside right now, you know, once we prayed, that you go outside and let go of that fear, because the enemy will bring all kinds of foolish things into your life to cause you to be full of fear. I mean, that thing right there, you know, we don't understand why people have these fearful situations. But, you know, she knew that she could call and get some prayer. So, you know, many times when you have a spirit of fear, understand that the Lord said we should not have the spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And so we have to realize that the word is there for us. So whatever the Lord has commanded us, wants us to be strong. He wants us to be full of just knowledge of him, knowledge of his word. And when you know the word of God, that is so important. When you know the word of God, you can be delivered from whatever it is that you may be going through. You can be free. Your mind can be free through Jesus Christ. If you just give it all to him, cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us. He would never fail us. That's what he told Joshua and Moses. He would never fail them. He would not forsake them. He says, fear not, neither be dismayed. And so when he spoke to them, he speaks to us today. He speaks to us all the time when we read his word. He shares so much with us. And many times I'm reading the Bible and I'm looking at some of these things that the people went through, the wars that they went through. Many of them were fighting and they were chilling. I remember the position where they were chasing a king down, and this one king, he ended up at a tent with a lady. He went in there trying to get protection from the war, and the lady, she just put the peg through his head, and he died. So it's just the way that things happen. There are different things that happen during the course of life, and we have to trust the Lord to help us. And so the Lord helped whoever that was chasing that king, helped them to overcome that king through the woman who was in that tent with him. So, you know, there are different things that we see in the word, how God worked things out and how God delivered his people. And I mean, just so many different wars, and even we see the wars today, and we don't have to be dismayed because of the wars and those things that are happening in Ukraine, things that are happening in the United States of America, the laws that they're trying to change, the things that they're doing things back and forth, and just so many foolish things. And they're trying to, I heard the other day that they're trying to change Mother's Day to some kind of other day that is non-gender specific. It's just so crazy what is happening in our world, so we have to keep our prayers going. I mean, they're trying to make it non-gender specific is what they're trying to do. So, I mean, these people are so wicked in our country. We just have to trust God. We have to trust the Lord to help us and not be dismayed because of all these things. It's just so many things that are happening, but it's a sign of the times that the Lord said that these things would happen during the last of the last days. And we know that perilous times have come, but we have to stand fast, stand firm on our faith in the Lord, because we know that he's here. He's never going to fail you. He's never going to turn his back on you. He's going to keep you. and his care. He's going to keep you protected from all those things that are out there. But we have to believe that God is there for us, and he's going to do what he said he would do. You know, if he said he's going to, you know, heal you, if he said he's going to fill you with love, you know, he can do that. So we have to trust in the Lord each and every single day of our lives. And I'm glad today that we start our fast, and we're going to go through this fast and believe for God to help us as we're going through this fast to be able to overcome fears and be able to overcome those things that the enemy would try to bring to us that are not of God. We want to realize that favor and blessings are ours as our faith grows, and we know that we have to speak what God would want to speak. That is one of our scriptures for this, one of our verses for this fast, that death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we're going to reap what we speak, you know. When you speak something, remember that we're going to receive what we say. So keep that in mind as we're going through our fast. And you know, not only when we're going through our fast, remember that whenever we are doing anything, and know that our faith is what makes the difference in our lives. So that other scripture verse that we're reading and meditating on for our fast is Matthew chapter 9, verses 28-29. And it says, and when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe that I am able to do this. And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. So I just encourage everyone to continue to have faith in God, no matter how desperate it may seem to you, no matter how long you have been waiting on the answers. Always remember that the Lord says that he will never forsake you. He will never turn his back on you. He says that we're the apple of his eye. And so because of that, we know that he will continue to sing over us. He says he sings over us. That's what the word of God tells us. So know that God is right there for you, and just believe for the best. The best is yet to come in our lives. You know, whatever you are facing right now, just know that God will bring you through that thing and get you to the other side of through, and you will have the victory. And I'm so grateful for what God has done and is going to do in our lives. So we're near the top of the hour, and I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected, and it shall not come to pass. And send it back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning, excuse me, that we have been sanctified, we have been set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ, and we are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree this morning that the devil is under our feet, and every financial mountain is removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sickness or pestilence. I decree that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and he protects us from every evil and wicked plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds in the name of Jesus. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed in Jesus' name. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because we know that he is our strength. Hallelujah. And he is our song, and he has become our salvation in the name of Jesus. So I realize today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for loving me back and loving each other, loving your families, loving people who may be hard to love. As we love people, many of them will be drawn into the kingdom, because by his loving kindness, he drew us to him. And so we want to do the same, draw the people to God through love. Love is so important. So everybody have a beautiful day. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the rest of your life in Jesus Christ. And we'll come back tomorrow and see what you have for God and what God has for us. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.